This is lesson six, the Beged Kefet letters. The Beged Kefet letters, Beged Kefet is an acronym. Beged Kefet. And again, those letters are Bet, Be, Ge, that would Gimel, D, Dalet. And the next three are Kefet, Ke. So that's a kaf, f, that's a fe, t, tav. There are six Beged Kefet letters. However, only three of them change their pronunciation when they have a dagesh in them. These are vet becomes bet, chaf becomes kaf, and fe becomes pay. So again, the three letters that change their sound are the vet becomes a bet, the chaf becomes a kaf, and the fe becomes a pay when the dagesh is in there. So now we are going to go to 6.08, and I will read some words that have the Beged Kefet letters. Baruch is number one. Baruch. That's blessed or praise. Please repeat. Baruch. Number two is Dag. Dag. That is fish. Please repeat. Dag. The third word is Ki. Ki. And that is when, because, or like. Please repeat. Ki. And the fourth word is gam. Gam. It means also or moreover. Please repeat. Gam. Gam. Now, this next word is pronounced differently in Hebrew than in English. In English, it's Pharaoh. But in Hebrew, it's par-o. Hear how it's divided differently? Instead, in English, it's fe, and then the last syllable is ro. In Hebrew, it's par, and the last syllable is o. So please say par-o. Good. And the sixth word is Torah. Torah, which obviously means Torah. You will notice that each one of these words begins with a dot inside the letter. How, remember, that dot is called a dagesh kal. And the sound only changes when the dagesh kal is in a bet, in a kaf, or in a fe. So now we have a few more words that we're going to go over. And this is Psalm 133, verse 1. We encourage you to learn to read and to say, not to sing. I know that virtually everyone knows this song, but remember, our purpose is we're wanting to learn to read the Torah in Hebrew. So I encourage you to read and to practice these words. Again, this is 6.09, Psalm 133, verse 1. Hine. Hine. And please repeat it. Hine. Hine. The second word is ma. Ma. The third word is tov. Tov. And underneath the tet, you see a sign that perhaps you don't know. This is an accent mark. It's a mark that the Masoretes put in there. So just remember, it is an accent, and it's showing you that this is the syllable that has the accent. Virtually every word in the Torah that is written, not in a Torah scroll, but that's written in a codex form, in a book form, will have the accent marks, the Masoretic marks. So one more time. That's tov. And the next word is uma. Uma. And the next word is na'im. Na'im. And so, do you notice there is a wishbone underneath the ayin? That is another one of the accent marks from the Masoretes. Na'im. Please say na'im. This time we're going to put the last two words together. We have uma na'im. Uma na'im. Please repeat. Uma na'im. And the second word, or the next word, the seventh word, is shevet. Shevet. Notice the Masoretes put the accent under the first consonant with the first segol. Because remember, generally, the accent falls on the last syllable in all Hebrew words. However, if there are two segols in a row, where does the accent fall? That's right, it falls on the first. So that's why it's shevet. Now the next word is achim. Achim. And please repeat it. Achim. And the ninth word is gam. Gam. And the tenth is yachad. Yachad. And the 11th is gam yachad. Gam yachad. Now, what this verse means in English is, behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. When brothers dwell in unity. Isn't that a wonderful verse? Okay, I encourage you to go over these as well as the Beged Keffet. Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.